Oh, I remember this. You had to start from scratch, and you failed the practical 2 more times.
Oh, the poor thing has crippling test anxiety. We all know that. Who has the keys? I need the car.
Well, we're using the car right now, sweetheart.
David, would you drive your mommy to town hall, please?
He can't drive. His license has expired.
Okay, I will drive.
You got your wallet?
It's fine.
Schitt's Creek fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we talk about a different episode of the show, and we're going through the series in chronological order. My name is Paul McCambridge. I'm one of your 2 hosts, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
I'm good.
You ready?
Season 3, episode 4. We're moving right along in this series.
Yeah, moving right along, just flying through it. I calculated that we'll be done in 2023.
Oh, okay.
At this pace. So January or February 2023.
Wow. Well, that's something.
Something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to.
So before we start, I do want to thank people that gave us recent reviews, and I thought I'd tell people or say their names.
Oh,
we got
my
reviews
goodness.
From Kendall and Maggie EH. Uh-huh. Both of these people said that they wish it came out every week.
We talked about that in the beginning, and you shot that down. And viewers,
they're watching this right now.
Listeners, it is a struggle for every other week for the two of us. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
between jobs, children, pandemics. Pets, houses.
Yep. How many houses do you have that I'm unaware
of? Oh, I don't know. Just like things that need to happen
in our
lives.
Yeah.
Every other week is a little bit of a challenge at times.
A little peek behind the curtain. If you're listening to this in real time when it comes out on a Saturday. We're recording this at right now 10:15 p.m. on Friday, the day before it comes
right.
out. And we've had 2 weeks to do this, so we're not great about it. So I think sticking to 2 weeks is something that we can kind of handle, except for those 6 months we took off.
And God bless anybody who wants to hear us every week.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know,
that's crazy.
Snaps to you.
I know. Oh, but I do have to say, and any plug.
But anytime, we appreciate that.
Anytime I can force a plug in, I will. If you want to listen to me every week.
Oh my gosh, this is shameless.
I do another podcast, and it comes out weeks opposite this. Now, Carla's not there, so if you just tune in to listen to Carla, you can stop listening
now.
Nobody
tunes in just to listen to me.
You can hit that little skip button that skips 30 seconds, but I do an 80s movie podcast called Good Times, Great Movies, and it comes out opposite Fridays of this podcast, so that's it. So you can hear me every week if you really want to, you crazy people. But
you really think highly of yourself to think
someone
is looking forward to you and your perspective on movies and television every week.
If they're listening to this, if they've gotten this far, they might want to listen to another me.
Another you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. You go by a different name.
Did you warn them of that? Oh, yeah.
Because they won't realize.
Right. Yeah. If you're listening to like this person's terrible voice sounds familiar, but it's a different name. Don't worry, it is me. I have 2 names. All right, but let's just get
into the podcast and talk about some driving.
Right. Season 3, episode 4, new car.
That's not right.
Sorry.
We already did new car. This is driving test.
I don't know why I'm changing.
Try again.
I don't know why I'm changing my notes right now.
And the other podcast fans is just as good.
Right, yes. Season 3, episode 4, driving test.
Are you going to leave all that in? I kind of hope you do.
Oh, I'm leaving that in.
Okay, good.
Yeah. If this comes out tomorrow, how much editing am I going to do? So the original air date of this episode was January 31st, 2017. We have two returning...
2017 was so long ago.
Especially when we're saying, you know, 2020 and it's 2023.
It's 2021.
No, I mean the show ends in 2020. Oh, gotcha. So we'll be saying that in 2023.
It ended a year ago this week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so again, this so much information for people listening to this on the day it came out.
Yeah, a year ago this past week.
Oh, wow. All right.
Was the last episode.
Huh. Season very
six.
Cool.
Yeah, finale.
Oh, very nice.
Series finale.
Guys, wait till 2023. We'll get there. We'll talk about that episode.
Yeah, if you're still alive and breathing.
Wow.
You
can
keep living this dream with us.
All right. Well, in this episode, we have two returning, let's say, people behind the camera. This is directed by Paul Fox. This is two in a row for him. He really had his hands on the car episodes for this season, I guess. And this episode is written by Michael Short. You might remember that he is Martin Short's brother.
Martin Short, yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is his first writing credit of season three. And I looked into it, and I may have mentioned this before, but that was a whole season ago. Right. He writes two episodes for every season throughout the duration of the series.
Yeah.
So he'll pop up one more time this season, but this is certainly not the last time we'll be talking about him. So let's get into this episode, because we actually start basically in the car or around the car.
Right,
we're introduced. We left with the car.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did, right? The last episode ended with the car
parked
and them having
a
conversation
yeah.
around it.
Yes.
And now we're back around the car.
Yes, with David and Johnny.
Yes.
And they are heading out somewhere for their day together.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't think that's established.
They don't really specify where they're going.
I don't want to say they don't have anywhere to go, but they are the two members of the family now that really don't, I guess, don't have a career, a job to go to.
Maybe they're just driving to the cafe.
Of course.
You know, you have a car now. There's no need to walk.
Right.
Right.
Again, we haven't established how far away it is.
Yeah. It's fine.
So
it's walkable or drivable. That's all we need to know.
Exactly.
Yes. So David is getting ready to head out, and Johnny starts to kind of interrogate him, like, do you have your wallet? Do you have your license? Do you have everything you need to drive?
To drive and pay for food
right?
at the cafe.
Yeah.
Because David does say, I have my debit card. Like, I don't need a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I have some way to pay for whatever we're going to go do.
Yes.
But that's not what Johnny's talking about. He's talking about the license.
Right.
And David's answer to, do you have a license, is, it's fine.
It's fine. Right. And there's, you know, he's like, the car's insured. You can't drive it without a license.
Yeah.
You need to have a license. And he eventually comes to discover that David's license has expired.
It's expired.
Yes.
I like that... Again, an expired license.
You've had an expired license before.
My license expired for a very long time before a nice woman at the bank told me my license was expired.
Right.
And
was it that long?
I think it was a while.
Oh,
I mean, it was.
Wow, you're very.
It was a few months.
Very
I think.
Negligent.
I know.
Way to go.
But you don't have to retake your driving test. I mean, I didn't have to retake my driving test.
I guess it depends. I mean, I'm sure if David was living in the city doing his art transponding? No.
Yep, transponding.
No, that's Chander Bing.
He's an art transponder. What? Right. I don't know, curator? I don't know what he did.
I forget what he was looking for a job. Remember initially when he wanted to know where the business center was?
Yeah.
And he wanted to know if there was it curating?
I don't know.
I don't remember now. It's not coming to me. But anyway, I'm sure if he was living in the city somewhere, he had no need for a license, and who knows how long it had been expired. I mean, it might have, I don't know, is there a limit? Like, if
he says a couple of months, but who knows how much he's lying. He drove that company car all over the place. And he even tells Johnny, he says, well, I drove the car yesterday. I like how Johnny says, yeah, and that was illegal.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, who knows? I don't know. He may say a couple months. It may have been a couple years.
Yeah, no. I would think. I'm sure he lived in the city, didn't have a need to drive anywhere.
No.
And it lapsed and probably lapsed for a long time. But I guess my big question is, when does it get to the point where you have to retake a test?
I don't know.
Like, does it get to the point where it's been expired for so long? It has to.
There has to be some point where it does expire.
I wonder what the limit is. I wonder if it varies, too, depending on where you're living.
I'm sure it varies state to state. I'm sure it varies country to country.
Yeah.
And for all we know, if you're in Canada and your license expires, you have to retake your test, even if it's a day. Who knows?
That is true. Canadian friends, help us out with this.
Right. We have a lot of questions you need to answer. Dig back through all the episodes and answer.
But people helped us with the last episode. We had a conversation. Some people chimed in about the farms.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we were.
So we love that.
We were informed. No, that was really great.
That we were wrong, because that's not surprising.
I think we assumed we were wrong when we were talking about it.
Yeah, but we were wondering, but it was two separate farms and two separate people.
Yeah.
So that was
information. If any listener maybe works at your local DMV and you know when license expiry is to the point where someone has to retake their test, let us know.
Or if somebody wants to Google that, because I'm sure you could just Google it and find it out too, which we could do as well. But
if you could then answer but pretend you work at the DMV, that would just be more impressive. I'd feel like it comes from a more authoritative source.
Maybe, yeah. So anyway, he's discovered that the license expired, and then Alexis kind of shows up.
Of course she does.
And, you know, she has the conversation that he tried, 16 times?
16 tries yes,
to get his license, and then he said no, he just had to take the written test twice.
Yes.
Because I think, didn't he say he had passed it and then didn't get his license and had to retake it? Like probably the time to, you know, like between when you get, like, the written test and get your permit.
Right.
His permit, I guess, expired before
Right, and they had to redo everything again.
He had to restart everything.
And I like how it jogs, because even Johnny's like, oh, I remember this now. And then he remembers everything. And, of course, then Moira shows up and says he has crippling test anxiety.
Right. Well, do you remember, like, I don't know. I passed my permit test on the first time, and I passed the driving test on the first time as well. But I remember that being very...
Wow, brag. All right. That's cool.
Yeah. But I remember it being nerve-wracking. Like, as a 16-year-old, you want to make sure that, you know, you know your stuff and that you're going to pass.
Yeah, no,
it's very nerve-wracking.
I failed the written test the first time. And
hey, David.
Yes.
And then he didn't fail it the first time. He just let it lapse.
Right. Well, and then I failed it the first time, had to take it a second time, but I did pass my driving test the first time around.
Yeah. Share with us what your experience was like.
Yeah, let us know.
Anybody like David.
Really
horrible. How many of you also had licenses that expired?
And if you're a younger listener, let's say younger than us, I don't know how you did your test. Mine was on a track, like a little course. We didn't go on the road.
We didn't go on the road either. I didn't even have to parallel park.
No, I just had to do a three-point turn, a K-turn, as they call it.
Yes, and the serpentine. Remember, you had to drive through the little serpentine, the little curvy.
Yeah, I guess. I
didn't have to parallel park even. And to this day, I can't parallel park.
Oh, yeah, I'm very nervous if I ever have to parallel park.
Especially in traffic? Oh, no, forget it.
I've done it, but it's not a good
I'd have parallel park anxiety. Not test anxiety, but parallel parking
crippling
anxiety for
parallel
sure.
parking anxiety. Great.
Yes. So anyway, we're getting very off track.
I know.
But
thanks for leaving us reviews, everybody, that says that we are quick and to the point,
and we do
not meander or tell personal stories about our driving tests.
But anyway, Alexis just decides to jump in. She's going to take control of the situation and drive.
Right.
To which Johnny says, do you have your wallet? Right. Do you have your license, basically? Yeah. And she says, it's fine.
Yes. It's really, really great. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So I'm guessing she doesn't have a license either. Right?
These seem to be people that even if they have licenses, and I'm not talking about Johnny.
I'm sure they weren't driving around many places.
No, but I'm sure even if they have their license, they don't carry it on them, you know? Like, I'm sure for Alexis, everything she has is some sort of fashion statement or accessory, and the license is just getting in the way.
No, maybe. It's not.
I know it's not cumbersome.
I don't know. I guess if they haven't had a car for the whole time they've been there, there isn't a need to carry a license around.
Listen, she's got licenses, I'm sure, in multiple countries. True. And she appears to be a good driver. So.
All right. So anyway, moving right along.
Yes, let's move on into the office.
Yes.
Where we see Stevie going through
boxes
and
paperwork.
Boxes. Yes.
Yeah, it looks overwhelming for poor Stevie. But David's not concerned. He's like, he's managed numerous galleries, and he never looked once at any kind of paperwork. Right. As Stevie is kind of like slaving over this and stressing about it and everything else.
Yeah.
But he just assumes that the solution to her problem would be to step away from all of the overwhelming paperwork and just help someone in need.
Yes.
Meaning him.
I like how her solution is that she hopes that she will get a deadly lung infection so she doesn't have to open the next box. And she is having none of it. Like, for all the nice, like, for all the great things that they're doing this season together,
she is not into it. Yeah, because he says he needs a lucky person that can drive him to take his driver's test. And she is absolutely not having that. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And she shakes him down really fast.
It takes him a second or two, but he finally gets it and sort of backs his way out of the office.
Yeah, that she's overwhelmed and kind of angry.
Right. And it really is then like a smash cut to Alexis driving him. Like immediately, like... We go from the office into the car, and she's talking him through this driving test. Because, again, crippling test anxiety. He is very, very nervous about this.
Yes.
She did say she had to parallel park in a burka.
Yes, and she has her F-class license and a license in 7 different countries.
Yes.
So, why did I say her license had expired?
She probably has a stack of licenses back in the motel.
But yes, as she's driving, she needs David to take over and do a little steering.
I love how she just takes her hands away and just trusts that he's going to grab the wheel.
Right, and he's freaking out about it. And she's like, I've had a 7-year-old drive her around Mumbai. Right. Mumbai. And
so I think you're okay to steer for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so they have there's a lot of cute little interactions between them in the car in this episode.
So now we're back to the office.
Oh, back to Stevie.
Stevie's still struggling with all of this.
Overwhelmed and stressing.
Yeah, it's just getting worse and worse for her.
And Johnny's not helping because he has a leaky faucet.
A leaky issue. Not even in his room.
Oh, it's in David and Alexis's bathroom.
Yes.
Right. Yep. And Moira's like, we need the phone number for a plumber. We need to take care of this. What are you going to do about it? To which Stevie just breaks down.
Yeah, she breaks down
crying. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's totally and completely struggling with the fact that this is her motel now, and she needs to figure out what to do about all this.
Johnny's doing his best to comfort her, but also she floats the idea of possibly selling the motel.
Right.
And that is really what the initiative. Johnny decides to jump in and be more comforting than he probably usually would be.
Right, and Moira's kind of like, you know, don't stress about this.
Yeah.
Everybody's muddling through life, and I can get you a pill that'll help to take care of that, so...
But not take care of it, cause you to forget all this for at least 2 days.
Right, yes, you know, but then, Johnny kind of gets a little bit alarmed when she's talking about selling.
No.
He realizes
They comfort
their digs up for...
Right, exactly. Because they comfort her for a few minutes or whatever, and then they leave the motel, and that's when he says to Moira, like, we can't let her sell this motel.
Yeah, he even says, he's like, you can come by my room anytime for help.
Yep.
And, they try to really, Moira wants her to have some courage.
Of course she does.
Right. So they are now suddenly a little bit alarmed.
Oh yeah,
this could be the end of their stay in the motel.
For all the great things that were happening to this family, they finally got a car, and now they might have to
vacate the premises.
Start paying,
I guess, or pay.
Later on, she says something about maybe I should have permanent guests pay the full amount, which makes me think
it's a long term. Long term guests.
Which makes me think that they might be paying something. They must be paying something, but it
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I don't know why she would say full price as opposed to start paying.
Right, so. Yeah.
Yeah, but, but they never really talk about how much they're paying or if it's all free or anything like that.
No. Anything money-related on this show is not typically... we don't ever know dollar amounts for things.
No.
Like the when Dee Dee came and gave them the check.
Right.
Like, we don't know that dollar amount. Like, they always kind of keep any money stuff...
When the Australian Blouse Barn gave them money, that was never expressly said. That was. And how much... Then the check was given to David. Mm-hmm. That's never said.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those things. So when people watch this 20, 30 years from now, the money, the monetary amounts don't seem as shocking or bizarre or anything.
Yeah.
Because I was recently watching a movie. It was like from the 40s, but I think it was taking place at the turn of the century. And this woman was hired as a nanny or something. For like $23 a year. I was like, wow, it's really crazy, but all right. Yeah. Hmm. So now let's go to the parking lot of the DMV.
Yes.
Wherever they live.
Right.
So
Elmdale, I'm assuming. Pretty sure probably, they probably have to go to Elmdale to take a driver's test.
They have to go to Elmdale for anything. Anything that isn't cafe related.
Yeah.
Or animal garage hospital related. Or garage related.
I thought the animal hospital was...
Is it Elmdale?
I don't know.
She's been walking to work.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So I like how David asked Alexis to step out of the car for 20 minutes so he can do his transcendental meditation.
Yeah. And this is when... This is when Alexis...
Oh, boy, it is late.
Mm-hmm. This is when Alexis assures him that nobody cares.
Yes.
Nobody cares about his nervousness, about him worrying about this. Nobody cares whether he passes or fails. People aren't thinking about you how you think about you.
Right.
Which is like, I don't know. That's some pretty good
advice. It's a wonderful lesson. Yeah, maybe
it
shouldn't apply to every part of your life. Like, maybe don't think this when you're going for a job interview or something like that.
Yeah,
but even something as... you know, consequential, let's say, as a driving test, I think it's pretty good advice.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's off either. Yeah. You know, and he always says, he's like, everything always comes easy for you. Yes. Everything falls into your lap. Everything's perfect. Nothing, you know, she never wants for anything or struggles to get anything. And, you know.
Which is very unfair. Like, that's a very unfair and sort of, I don't want to say nasty thing to say to...
Yeah.
Anyone? But it kind of is. Like,
yeah,
that's,
I mean, yeah.
That's basically saying Alexis
doesn't
work for anything and has never worked for anything and never tries.
I don't know that she really ever has had to work for anything. She lives with her family was wealthy.
Right.
She constantly had men that took care of her.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in reality, I don't know that his comment is that far off. It's not. It certainly isn't kind by any means.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think that it's that far off. I think she probably does. Things probably do fall into her lap. I think she's one of those type of people.
Oh, no.
You envy what they have and the way their life seems to be very seamless.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but I do think it's probably pretty hypocritical for David to be saying that.
Yeah.
I don't think he put his own money forward to run his own art gallery. And as he said, he never looked at the paperwork and he probably never had... He never had to foot the bill for any of that stuff.
No,
so they come from a very similar background. Mm-hmm. I mean, stuff is revealed later, of course, that it's much deeper than what he's saying right now.
Right.
But I mean, I understand where he's coming from and why he said it, but I don't know. It's almost like any other resident of Schitt's Creek could probably say that and it would be more applicable than when David says it.
Yeah, I just think his whole... anxious nature, you know, he doesn't see that probably.
Sure. Definitely.
Yeah, because she kind of says, like, I don't skate through life. I walk through life in really nice shoes. She has a couple of great lines in this episode. And that is definitely one of them.
But she does get out of the car.
Yeah. I like how he gets out and slams the door and, you know.
And she's like, I'm the one that has to get out of the car. Because is this when she goes... the driving guy's coming or something like that. I forget how she states it.
Yeah, all right. I don't remember.
So Johnny now we're back in the office. Stevie's still having a hard time. We're in the office an awful lot in this episode.
Yeah.
Johnny comes back. He's very excited because the drip in the bathroom is fixed. One less thing that she has to worry about.
Right.
Because he fixed it.
Oh, in a great way.
By putting a plastic bag.
A sandwich bag.
Right.
With an elastic, like, rubber band around it.
Yes.
Yep. And it'll buy her time.
Right.
Basically.
Buy her time, yes.
Yeah.
And he does look at the ledger and tries to help out. Like, starts talking, I'm going to say, his businessy speak for a little bit here, but it really does come down to, this is where she talks about having people pay full price and stuff like that.
Yes, full price to the long-term guests.
Right, yes, and he's kind of just like, you know, let's not make any rash decisions.
Right, yeah, because he's trying to suggest things. Like he said, could you charge for late checkouts?
Sure.
And she's like, but there's no guests. And that's when she's like, well, I could charge full price to the long-term guests.
Exactly.
So, yeah, his suggestions don't really help when there's nobody staying there.
Right. So, at some point, a scene we didn't see took place between, I guess, Johnny and Moira. Because now Moira is a town council.
Oh, totally. Or she just took this upon herself.
Right. Yeah.
Right. With Ronnie and Bob and Roland. So everybody's there.
Oh, it's the
gang's
entire
all
council.
There.
Yes.
And she has kind of concocted this whole scheme to try to make sure that there's money raised or money invested in the motel.
To make sure it is a public landmark or something?
Yeah, kind of. Heritage funds, they refer to it, you know, as needing to free up heritage funds and everything. And she talks about the pulp mill.
The old
Elmdale.
Pulp mill that burned down.
It was, did it burn down and then was torn down?
Yeah, it burned down. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how there's a new one now. And I love how this just derails the conversation. Mm-hmm. Because Roland is like, I got to go check that out. I heard the new pulp mill is breathtaking.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Bob at the end is like super excited.
Like, yep. Because Bob's like, that reminds me. Out. I need to go check it out.
Right,
Ronnie
yeah.
laid the flooring in the new pulp mill. We find out a lot about this pulp mill. And basically nobody is listening to what Moira is saying.
Right. Because she's talking about struggling buildings and there should be municipal funds to help them out. Bob talks about the library needing funding because that's where Gwen does all of her internet stuff.
Right.
Yep. You know.
Because she doesn't want people checking out her password or, you know.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't he say something like that?
Yeah. She wants to, like, keep all of her internet work private, which, you know, Gwen's up to some shady business. But,
We don't need to spoil anything that may happen in season 6. Guys, late 2022. You'll hear all about it.
So Moira is really trying to campaign for, you know, things for other important buildings in the community. And, you know, she's kind of trying to push for freeing up some funds for the motel.
But she's getting nowhere.
No, because they're totally obsessed
with
the pulp mill.
Right, they can't stop talking about that pulp mill.
Right.
And it's a very busy day at town council, too. Bob, I don't know what he's doing. He's fiddling around with something back there.
Yeah.
Roland's not paying attention. Ronnie seems to kind of be paying attention, but I don't know. She's just looking at Moira, so that...
Right, yeah.
So let's go back to the DMV, because now...
They are in the car. They are
in
on
the
road, completing this driving test.
David's taking this test.
He has like a 20-year-old
this guy's
test
very
administrator.
Young.
Administrators? What do you call them? A test...
Driving test giver.
I don't think that's what they're called, but okay.
What would you call him? Administrator?
Administrator.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, tested minister. A proctor. A driving proctor.
I don't think that's what it's called either. But anyway, he's basically just like on his phone. He's not paying attention at all.
Right.
You know, he's kind of giving him directions like, you know, make a right or go left
Yeah.
or It seems like he kind of, it's not even, it's just turn.
Yeah. Because even David has to say right or left.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, so David's kind of chatting with him a little bit, trying to get to know a little bit about his backstory.
Right, yes.
But he's 28 and he DJs on the weekends because David was like, is this what you do? Do you like doing this? Right. Is this your full-time job? Uh-huh. And everything. So he's trying to find out a little bit more about him.
Let's find out a little more about him.
Totally.
Because this character's name is Gary, oh. Just to let you know. Yes. Gary is played by Varun Saranga.
Oh. Gary, okay. Nice.
Yeah, Gary's an interesting name for a kid who seems, like you said, he's 22 years old.
28, but yeah.
Oh, okay. So, as a student, he apparently submitted two short films to the Toronto Youth Film Festival,
oh.
And they were big hits.
How exciting.
He directed them and starred in them. He has had roles in Orphan Black, Odd Squad, Working Moms, and is currently, he currently has a main role in Winona Earp.
Oh.
Another show that we've heard
with
quite
Mutt.
A bit. Mutt is in that show,
yeah,
too.
Tim
yeah.
Rosen.
Yeah, so he's still, you know, a pretty young guy, and I'm going to say has a huge career ahead
yeah.
of him.
It's interesting that he's 20. How old? We don't really know how old the kids are. But if he's 28, he's really not that far off from David's age, but he seems so much younger.
He looks very young.
Yeah.
He looks a lot younger. Yeah. I was kind of surprised that they would make him 28, because mm-hmm. I think they could have just made him 23.
Yeah.
Like, you could have easily done that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, what experience do you have to give driving tests? And for me, it was an old guy.
Yeah.
And so I always thought it was just old guys that work
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't know how you get that job.
Yeah, I couldn't see young kids
yeah.
doing it. Because I would feel like you would have to, I don't know, have professional driving experience? I'm not
like
saying...
what? Like you're a race car driver?
No.
Like, I don't
race
know.
Car driver.
What's professional drivers? Like you drive a limo? You drive a bus?
Maybe.
Like what? I don't know.
When you've reached the end of your limo career, you retire to the DMV.
Okay.
A race car
That's
driver.
What you think. I know. Right. That's what I think of, though, when I think of professional driver.
No, I don't know. I've never seen any young kids doing that, so...
Yeah. All right.
All right.
If you are work at a DMV, maybe somebody who works there has administered driving tests before.
If you've already answered the question about expired licenses and you've given tests, let us know what it's all about. Yeah. Let us know, do you have to just take the test and then they say, you're hired. Great.
You can
do it.
No, I feel like a little more has to go into it than
you
that.
Think so?
I feel like, I don't know. It would be interesting to know.
So let's get out of here, though. Let's go
back to the motel.
Let's go back to the motel. But now we're in the room.
Yeah, Moira and Johnny are kind of brainstorming and still a little panicked.
Right. Well, Moira isn't able to tell Johnny that her pitch didn't work. Mm-hmm. She's talking. She basically says they're totally down with it. Like, mm-hmm. they really wanted to give us all this money. But then I started to think, like, she's too proud to tell him that it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more along the lines of, you know what, you've been looking for a challenge. You've
right.
been looking for something to take up your time, and I think that this is...
The Michelle is your project.
Yes, yeah.
yeah.
You really lucked into this one, mm-hmm. so I don't think we should really, you know, waste the funds of
mm-hmm.
the town to
right.
do this.
And then Johnny's like, oh, so basically you didn't get
yeah.
any of the money.
Right.
But interestingly enough... It really does end up being a little project for Johnny,
yeah.
and it is a huge turnaround.
A huge turnaround.
So, yeah, so Moira really kind of put him in a good direction with this
exactly.
whole idea.
Yes.
So, all thanks to Moira.
Yes, but we are driving back from the driving test
mm-hmm.
now. Alexis was right. Of course, David admits that she
yes.
was right, that this kid didn't care that he was a part-time DJ. And
right, yeah.
And, and she's a little offended that he doesn't ever trust her,
doesn't take her advice.
Yes.
She is always the last person
right.
that he turns to.
Yeah. And it goes, now it gets more serious
mm-hmm.
because he talks about the fact that while she was gone, he was the one that was looking out for her. He was the one that was worrying
mm-hmm. about her.
He was sending her fake passports and
colored contacts
when she needed
yeah.
them. And it wasn't... her parents.
Right.
Which to me isn't shocking that it wasn't Moira or Johnny.
Well, they didn't
honestly.
Know anytime yes. she says stuff. He's like, wait, what? Right. You know, Johnny never knows.
Yes.
And she said, well, you didn't have to worry about me. And right. he says, well, I did.
Yes.
Exactly. And to that, we get a really sweet little smile when she yeah. kind of realizes that,
It's very cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they don't... Yeah, it isn't like they come, you know, this show isn't like a cheesy 80s, 90s sitcom. Mm-hmm. They don't like hug at the end or anything like that.
No, we just kind of see that.
But there's just, we're working toward stuff in this. We're only in season three, guys. Mm-hmm. We're not even to the midway point of season three.
Right.
But things are progressing. Relationships are changing and solidifying between main characters.
Yeah.
So now Johnny decides to go and talk to Stevie, help out, and he heads into the motel office, and Ray's there.
Yeah, they're having a little, she's having a little meeting with our favorite realtor slash jack of all trades, shall we say.
Yeah, pretty much.
But he's wearing his realtor hat here because they are discussing selling the motel and, you know, she's kind of talking a little bit about that.
Yep. Yeah, and Johnny's certainly alarmed by this.
Mm-hmm.
Ray isn't giving up. I do like how he says something. I forget what it is he says. And then he looks at Johnny and goes, I'm just telling the client what they want to hear.
And
he's like,
yes.
She's right here. She's right. in the room listening to you right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Johnny kind of suggests and says, like, well, what if you had a partner?
Right.
To do all this. And Ray's basically like, this doesn't seem like it would be the best choice based on who the person would be that's your partner.
Yeah, Ray, the whole time Johnny's talking about this, Ray's still trying to talk her out of this idea.
Right. And, you know, he kind of says like, well, you'll call me if this falls through. And, you know, he has absolutely zero faith that this is a good endeavor for her to
take on. It's a real funny thing, and I'm sure it wasn't really played for laughs, but when Ray gives her his card, I don't know why I thought it was so funny. Like nobody would know where to find Ray.
Right.
Like
I thought the same thing. Like really? She contacted
you. You
could
turn around anywhere and run into Ray in this town doing one of the many things that he does.
Oh, totally. Yeah. He doesn't need to give anybody that lives in the town a card.
I agree.
Yep.
But finally, Ray does leave, and so it's just Johnny and Stevie. And Johnny explicitly states it's not charity, because, you know...
He expects a percentage of the profits.
Right.
And
once they start turning profits.
Right, yeah. And she says, like, you don't have to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says he'll handle the books, the marketing, and then she says the plumbing, and he kind of says, okay, maybe the plumbing... It's really nice, and it's the start of something that will become a fixture of this show.
She's crying. She hugs him, you know, just kind of an impulsive hug, and we see him just give this really nice little smile, almost like the Alexis-David moment, and that, you know, the little smile where Alexis realized that, you know, she and David have a connection and a relationship, and it's kind of like Johnny seeing the same thing starting to come out with Stevie.
So now we wrap this up.
David's looking at his license picture.
Doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't like it. Of course. Of course he doesn't. And you've been able to reuse your picture?
I did. And I 4 years ago, when I took my last license picture, it was like... probably one of the best pictures I've ever taken in my life, which is unheard of for a driver's license picture. Like, nobody ever takes, like, a really good driver's license picture. And I sort of loved mine. And as a result of COVID, I just renewed my license and took care of everything online. And I did not need to go and get the picture taken again. They simply used the one I had from 4 years ago, so I get to hold on to it for another 4 years. And I was really happy about that. Because, I actually really like my driver's license picture. So it was kind of exciting to get to hold on to it. But then I just kept thinking, like, what if I looked really different? Like, I mean, I guess they're assuming in 4 years you're going to look close enough.
Wildly different.
I guess. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of odd that they would let you just kind of, like, hold on to the same picture.
Yeah, but think about how many changes. Like, people change their hair constantly. Probably pretty dramatically, especially if people color their hair. And within 4 years, people could get glasses. You could look pretty different.
Yeah, I guess so.
So... But, I would trust the system.
I know. Yeah, I sort of love it. It was super exciting. As soon as I kind of realized I had heard that rumor that like you could just reuse your picture, I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
See how long you can keep doing this.
I know.
Until they make you retake your driver's test because they're like, this is not you.
This is not the same person. Right. Yeah.
So this whole driver's license photo discussion is broken up because they all have to go into the bathroom. And they have to look because Johnny has fixed the sink.
Yes,
he's fixed the leak. Mm-hmm. Everything is fine now. Yep. And he messed up. He mixed up the hot and cold.
The taps, yeah.
And it's kind of funny because I love how Alexis keeps sticking her hand under there and saying, ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care. He fixed the leak. That was the whole thing.
Right.
Whatever.
That was the only
big
thing that mattered.
Deal. Yes. And even as she walks out, she just says, ow, to him again, just very lightly.
Right.
I really love it.
Yep.
And that's the end. That's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Wow. This is so great.
So at the end of every episode, we rank our episodes from greatest to least greatest. So if Ray suggested that you sell this episode, would you take him up on the offer?
I think this episode definitely has a lot of fun parts to it. There's lots of great lines. I like how we start to really see those stronger connections building between David and Alexis. And now we get to see a little father-daughterly kind of love between Johnny and Stevie as well.
Stevie's not his daughter, but no,
I
know what you're saying.
But it's sort of starting to build. I said, you know, like a relationship like that. I would probably kind of put this in as my new number 16.
Okay.
Kind of right close to the middle, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like this, it's like
it
really...
it falls in the middle.
Yeah, it's really tough for me not to do what I'm going to do because... And what are the weird rules that I'm making up in my mind that I'm not allowed to do this? I'm going to put it right below New Car. I'm going to put it right below the last episode.
They connect with
each other. Yeah, and the only reason is I just feel like Moira unleashed in New Car was fantastic. Like, that's the only thing that elevates it slightly above this one.
Gotcha.
Is that Moira's not going crazy in this episode. So that's where I'm going to put it. It's my new number 19.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. So thank you, everybody, again, for listening. Thanks for sticking with us.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us a rating and review if you would be so kind. Find us on Facebook. I'll keep saying find us on Twitter, but I'm not great with that.
Yeah.
You know what? Find us on Facebook. It's fine. We post stuff there. There isn't really going to be any changes to the programming because we are going through everything in chronological order. It's not like we're going to suddenly jump ahead in time and you're going to be confused.
Yeah.
Tell a friend about the show. We would really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next time. 2 weeks from now, we'll be discussing the 5th episode of season 3, Rooms by the Hour.
And maybe that time we might be doing it the day of instead of the day before.
Right. We might just make this a live show at some point. Somehow. We're not going to be doing that.
I don't know if anybody would attend.
Attend our live show.
Yeah, or tune in to our live show.
You're right, yes. But we will talk to you again in 2 weeks, everybody. Until then, have a great 2 weeks.
Warmest regards.